Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Tonight we're discussing page 21 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico. We've been following the legend of the Wanderer. As Marcus Smith Kearns learns the legend of the Wanderer from the Kindred up in Vancouver, the Kindred in his local area in Boulder, in Denver, we've been hearing all these rumors. We know from the name of the book that this adventure is going to happen in Mexico, or at least it's going to involve Mexico heavily. We also know from previous rumors that we've heard about the Wanderer that he's originally from the Vancouver area. You may perhaps have thought, reasonably, given that we've got a vampire called the Wanderer who started out before the Common Era in Vancouver and ended up at some point in Mexico, he probably wandered down the West Coast. That would make a lot of sense, wouldn't it? But they do not call the Wanderer for nothing. Motherfucker loves to wander. He makes time for it. We got to get there, though. Let's follow what happened to him. Okay, rumors say he gradually learned what his deal was. It didn't take him long because it says, quote, "The folktales all stated that a night voyager, as they called people such as himself, must leave his village and his band and strike out on his own, living on the blood of the animals of the forests." So his people do have vampire myths, which makes their lack of suspicion about the stranger retroactively very odd. Like, if they know what a vampire is, then the super strong, super fast guy who only shows up at night, I think he'd have to make some pretty eloquent fucking gestures indeed to avoid some uncomfortable questions. But apparently nobody caught on. You know, presence, dominate, blah, 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 whatever. Vampires can do whatever they want when they're NPCs. Anyway, now the Wanderer knows basically what he is. He's a night voyager. So off he goes, away from home, learning how to feed, learning about vampire weaknesses. At this point, the Wanderer is clueless, so he tries to find the stranger again. No luck. And for some reason, he gets it into his head, I gotta wander. It says here he had never been a wanderer before, was always happy at home. But now, like, whether it's being a gangrel, being a vampire, being devoid of his former life, whatever it was, the Wanderer decided, I just gotta wander. Quote, "It took him decades to cross the region that would eventually be Canada." Yeah, he walked across Canada. Quote, "On the Atlantic coast, he met for the first time more of his kind, other kindred derived from an unnamed ancient who had somehow made the perilous crossing from Europe. These kindred were of very different mortal backgrounds from the Wanderer, and none were of Clan Gangrel. For these and other reasons, the Wanderer never felt comfortable with them. He did, however, learn much more about the nature of the damned. He also gained considerable skill at learning new and different languages." So I guess by this point, the Wanderer has made his way all the way over to, like, Quebec or Newfoundland on foot. Very minor spoilers, without Earthmeld. So he's got to find shelter every day for the entire time it takes to walk across all of Canada. And there are some people there at this time, but it is fucking sparse. I don't even know where he's getting his meals, let alone how he's, like, protecting himself from the elements, keeping any kind of sense of direction. Although I guess, I mean, if it's winter and you're on foot walking across the breadth of Saskatchewan, like, any direction is better than here. So maybe he just lucked out and kind of kept walking until he got to the coast. But anyway, somehow he makes his way all the way across Canada, gets to the Atlantic coast, meets other vampires, but they're not the right kind of vampires, so he's got to keep moving. Quote, "After a decade or two, he heard the wild geese calling again and continued his wandering, south this time. He started his journey making good speed, but as years turned to decades, he began to slow down. Even though he felt little kinship with the Atlantic coast kindred, now he found himself missing their company. There were no kindred in the areas through which he traveled, or if there were, he did not find them. But his pride was still strong, so he pressed on." I don't know what pride has to do with it. You can be proud if you set out to walk across Canada and succeed. I don't think you should be proud about accidentally walking across Canada. Nor do I particularly see what pride has to do with, you know, spending 10 or 20 years on the Atlantic coast with some other vampire randos. It doesn't sound like there was any beef there. He just hung out for a while and he didn't want to anymore. He just had to keep moving. But he did slow down. But obviously he didn't slow down that much because he walked all the way to the fucking Gulf Coast. Quote, "By the time he reached the Gulf Coast, the Wanderer had been a vampire for almost two centuries. Even though his body showed no sign of aging, in his soul he had begun to feel ancient. But still he continued." We're not going to get into detail about the rest of this, but you know he ends up in Mexico. So the Wanderer walked from Vancouver east to the Atlantic Ocean, stayed there for 20 years, walked all the way down, apparently the eastern seaboard, to the Gulf Coast, crosses the Rio Grande, and he ends up in Mexico. He's already to the Gulf Coast by the time he's like 200 years old. Now, I'm not saying you can't walk that distance in 200 years. What I'm saying is, without any sense of the geography of the area, without good maps, without anything like modern instruments, without being able to survive the touch of the sun, traveling rain or shine across all seasons, in large part across the middle of fucking Canada, with a 20-year break in the middle to hang out with some vampires you don't like, that is a good fucking pace the Wanderer set. The Sprinter, more like. But it's plausible. I mean, it's, you know, if he just kept walking, except for that one 20-year break, if he just kind of kept walking consistently all the time, not like every day even, just like never spending any time really at all in one place, always moving on, then sure. 200 years, plenty of time to make a journey like that. Assuming that you don't starve or end up getting killed by exposure or something, which you absolutely would be. But in terms of travel time, I'll buy it. Here's the dumbest thing on this page. You'll remember that the Wanderer is from the people who would become the Musqueam. These are river people. That's why they know vampires as night voyagers, right? Because he's supposed to leave the village. And how else would you leave the village but on the river? It just makes sense, right? I mean, all culturally, your trade, everything, your livelihood, it's the river. What possessed this motherfucker, if he wants to wander so goddamn bad, to just pack up his bindle and start walking east toward fucking Quebec instead of getting in a canoe and going down the fucking river? Why does he think he's too good for the Pacific Northwest? I'm originally from California. I now live in Oregon. And I have to admit that I take a little bit of offense at this ancient vampire being like, I need someone to talk to. I need something interesting to see, something to occupy my time. And I live in Vancouver. I know what I'll do. Fuck this river. I'll walk to Newfoundland and then down the entire Atlantic coast and then cross the fucking Rio Grande and visit Mexico. How about that? Jesus Christ. And why? He, without Earthmeld, you're out there without shelter, looking for any way to survive the sun during the day. I mean, you have to have been in some places that were pretty bare. You have to have been in some places that were disturbed unexpectedly. And the thing is, this guy is not like, I mean, we know he's a Musqueam kid, basically, from this culture. It's not like he is this ravening monster stalking the woods. He's a guy. He's a young guy. He grew up fishing. Don't you want to like hang out with people? I mean, even if not your people, you have neighbors. There's a river right here. You know all about it. Instead of walking off into the trackless wastes in search of human blood, just like walking around in the snow in the middle of the wilderness, in the smack fucking middle of Canada, hoping that somebody walks by with some blood for you, why didn't you just go down the river to where all the people live? Like the people you know about? The people whose languages you know? It baffles me. If there's any one thing Marcus is going to disbelieve, I bet it's this. I bet he's going to think this is like one of those fucking legends where everybody wants a piece. And so anybody who was ever said to do any traveling anywhere, all across the world, there are people who are like, oh yeah, he was totally here. Look, behold this patio. Jesus built this patio. This sounds to me like there's a well-known vampire who is kind of the only big important vampire around during this period in North America. There are lots of rumors and legends about the Wanderer, and now vampires across the country, no matter how improbable, are like, oh, absolutely the Wanderer was out on the Florida fucking panhandle. You know, in that time between when he left Vancouver and arrived in Mexico? Why not stop off? And yet, the Wanderer, legendary vampire, OG vampire in North America, from goddamn Vancouver, innocent of Oregon. He had to take the long way around. Too good for Northern California. Well, listen, buddy, you missed the Sequoias. You missed Humboldt Bay, where you could have used your animalism to make friends with and or feed on an enormous squid. And you missed out on walking through Southern California, but I still think you made a bad decision. It's pretty unpleasant. It's not fucking trackless Saskatchewan in December. Anyway, this is about where we need to leave off with rumors about the Wanderer in order to avoid spoilers. So join me next time for yet another dumb vampire trick. As the Wanderer goes off screen and settles into what will become his dungeon, I mean Haven, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.